Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. I almost forgot to unmute again. My apology. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining in today for the Dr. Louisa Show. We are so happy to have you with us and hope that you have instruments, something to write down or record what we're going to share with you on today. Now, we're supposed to be talking about creating the new you, overcoming negativity, looking at self through new lenses. And before I forget, I did acknowledge, I think on the same page, that when I went to listen to the recording afterwards, I realized that I had the phone on mute. So my apology once again. And we're supposed to talk about red flags of abuse and the abuser, block negative and create a positive self-talk. Now, here's what we're going to do. I want you to know that we're going to try to give you out the information several times how to get in touch with the National Domestic Violence Hotline. So we want to give you that information. But also, we're going to change things around a little bit because I really we're going to be talking about looking at self, looking at yourself through new lenses. But before I get carried away with that, what I want to do is point out some red flags of abuse and red flags of an abuser. So red flags of being abused is that the individual embarrasses you, put you down, put down your accomplishments, make you feel like you cannot make decisions, feeling that you have no way out of your relationship, and intimidation or threats. And then some red flags for the abuser is the person trying to get into a relationship immediately. You talk about fast, it's lickety-split, sweep you off your feet. And the person may want to move in rather quickly with you. Person may want to get married rather quickly. And the person also keeps you away from close family members and friends, try to keep you all to themselves. You have to excuse me. I was taking care of some personal business prior to coming on the line. So that's still on my mind. But anyway, let me first give you that phone number for the National Domestic Violence Hotline. It's the 800 number, 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. One thing about me, I'm pretty transparent. You may check with the National Domestic Violence folks 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you have three ways to contact them. You may chat online, thehotline.org, thehotline.org. You may also text the word START to 88788. That's 88. 788. Now, we're going to try to give the information out again throughout the show. And I think what we're going to talk about today, we may have to do it for a couple of sessions. I thought today I would be going on TikTok immediately afterwards, but the individual hasn't had me set up TikTok yet. So normally, the show that I do on Tuesday, I will do the same show an hour or two later. And at the same time, there's going to be shorter versions on TikTok, just snippets. Okay. So here is where we are going to start today. Overcoming the feeling of being abused. Look at yourself, point to you, through new lenses. One needs to know a pattern of domestic abuse is that the perpetrator alternates the pattern of abuse, whether it's violent, aggressive, verbal abuse, gaslighting, that is having you think that what you're saying, you don't know what you're talking about. And they could say it's raining outside and it can be sunshine, but yet they want you to believe it's raining outside. That's gaslighting. Emotional abuse, mind twisting, and then the abuser, apologetic behavior, apologize. So then this makes the victim, us, makes us feel like the perpetrator is a perpetual person, meaning never-ending position. This is a never-ending position for the abuser because of apologizing, which makes us, the victim, feel like, oh, he or she is so loving and caring. And this is done frequently and endlessly. And this has us just oozing all over the abuser, saying, he cares for me, she cares for me. He knows I'm a good worker. She loves me. Because of all this apologetic behavior, he or she can be better. And then we say, how can such niceness, sweetness, come from someone that is abusive? Guess what? It does. You, yourself, family, social environment, and personal experiences. All of this is important because we're trying to get you to look at yourself through new lenses. Because I've been doing this show now, I think it'll be 3 years this year, I have learned so much. And I am able to view myself through new lenses, not only because of what I have experienced, but because of what I have been teaching to others, are sharing with others. So know that you are the person you are because of your family upbringing, how you were raised in your home, how you interacted with different people in your family, not only in your nuclear family, but outside your family, your social environment, going to school, being around other children, growing up, socializing, and then your personal experience, all that you have learned through life has and sin that you are. Now we're going to go deeper. This all creates you. Oh, we are breaking it down today. As a healthcare practitioner, I've been in nursing over 40-some years, we must repeat some words over and over again so that healing may take place. And as I just spoke about myself, because of doing this show now for going on 3 years, in which I did start back in 2011. But for doing the show, I have incorporated so much of what I've shared with others until it has helped me to become a better person. It has healed me from the inside out. How? By looking at my family upbringing, by looking at my social environment, elementary school, going back to thinking about that over the years, because you think about stuff like that, it pops in your mind. My elementary school days, my middle school days, my high school days, my college years, then my graduate school years, then my PhD school years, all of this makes a difference in how we shape and mold ourselves. I told you, we're breaking it down today. So then, is an idea. How I think about Kathy is an idea. It's a thought, how I see myself. That's what it is. It's a thought, how I see myself. Your name, whatever it is, that's you, which is built on your self-thought that you have beliefs of yourself and the response of others. All of this influences how you feel about yourself, which is your, that's right, self-concept. For example, how I feel about me is what I have built about myself. To me, all make up for me how I feel about me. Do I need to repeat that again? Your self-concept is an idea. That's a thought about how you feel about yourself. Point to yourself, which is built, point to yourself, on your own self-thoughts that have the beliefs and the response of others. So, for example, how I feel, pointing to myself, about me is what I have built about myself and the responses of others to make me who I am and how I feel about me. It's all collective. Okay, then with it all being collective, then the definition of self-concept is broken down into three parts. It's self-image, self-esteem, and the ideal self. And as I was speaking a few minutes ago, I started to stop, but I didn't. We spent several months talking about self-concept on this show. I can't tell you. It could have started in October. I really don't remember. But if you can go back to previous recordings and find when we started talking about self-concept and you listen to that over and over again, then you're able to soak in what is being said now. We only have 2 minutes left. Self-image, self-esteem, and the ideal self all make up the self-concept. And the self-concept is an idea, which is a thought of how you feel about yourself, which is built on your self-thought and the belief you have of yours to you. All of that has made you the person that you are. So hopefully somewhere down the line, I'll get into, I wrote it down somewhere, having positive and negative thoughts about yourself. But that doesn't come up today. But I just want to put that out there. So once again, the National DeValis hotline number is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. You may text the word START to 88788. That's 88788. And then you may chat online, thehotline.org, thehotline.org. So let me at least tell you what self-image is. The idea of how you feel. Self-image is the idea how you feel about your own abilities, your personality, and your appearance. Now, there is, I want to just say something about block negative thoughts. Just throw something out there. We're going to stop right here for now. When the negative thoughts come into your mind, things that you have heard from your abuser, it could be your boss, it could be your family member, it could be a sibling, it could be your spouse, it could be a partner, it could just be a friend, turn that negative thought or whatever they have said to you all this time into positive. Turn it around and make it positive for yourself. And then this is how you create a positive self-talk for yourself. So when the negative thoughts pop into your mind, you're going to turn it around and make it positive for you. I thank you very much for joining and tuning in with us today. This is going to really break it down so that you can understand self-concept and why you feel the way you do about yourself, creating a look at yourself through new lenses. I thank you very much for listening, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Looking forward to going on TikTok real soon. Have a great day. Bye. Oh, 10 seconds. Okay, so we'll finish talking about this on next week. Enjoy the weekend and be safe.